Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 27, for he hath put all things under his feet. But when he saith all things are put under him, remember we looked at the him, the he, the him, and all who all that was. Some refers to God, some refers to Christ. We defined these last time. Who's the he, who's the him? When all things are put under him, that it is manifest that he is accepted, that he is God, because everything is under Christ's feet except for who? God, the Father. Okay? That's what he's saying here. I was fine until I started speaking this morning.
Hat.
Give me one of them mints that you gave Kyler last week.
Hat.
I shouldn't do that. Verse number 28. When all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put things, all things under him, lest that God may be all and in all. The kingdom of God. Now, we get to verse number 29. Man, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. You know that old thing. Test 1, 2. Okay. Verse number 29. Else, what shall they do which are baptized for the dead if the dead rise not at all? Why are they then baptized for the dead? And we're going to get back to that verse. But let me finish the rest of this. And why stand we in jeopardy every hour? I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. If after the manner of men, I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantageth it me if the dead rise not? Let us eat and drink if the dead rise not, for tomorrow we die. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Awake to righteousness. Wake up! And sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God, and I speak this to your shame. Now back up in verse number 29, he makes an interesting statement which is very confusing to a lot of people, where it says, else what shall they do which are baptized for the dead if the dead rise not at all? What a strange verse, or so it seems, by just the casual reader looking at this. But the plain and simple meaning is that some people then were being baptized on the behalf of those who had died. Back in Paul's days, there were some who had died, and others were being baptized for those who had died. It's something they did. And Paul just simply, his point is, if there is no resurrection, then why do they do this? There must be some thought, at least in their mind, there's a resurrection, or they wouldn't be doing this. And we're going to get to this. And literally what he's saying, we'll define it a little bit more. If those pagans and the unbelievers believe in some kind of a resurrection, why can't you believe in a resurrection? They're doing this. He wasn't condoning it. Matter of fact, he used the word they. They're baptizing. He didn't say we. He said they. Okay? If there is no resurrection, then why do they do this? What is the point if there is no life after death? Now, some commentators, remember how I define commentators? They're just commentators. They read other people and they write down what other people say. But it's been said that this actually refers to some of the practice at the church at Corinth, practicing this kind of baptism. I don't know. I'm not sure I go along with that. Possibly it could be. I don't know. I have a hard time falling in that category, but there are some good men who believe that this was actually going on in that church at Corinth. It could be because there was a lot of strange things going on at church at Corinth. However, the unbelievers and the pagans of the day, even the Jews of the day, had a custom of vicarious baptism. The word vicarious means a substitution, okay, for the dead. Early Judaism practiced this in some circles. Historian Josephus tells us that Judas Maccabees, he was that high priest and a commander of the Jewish army. Remember how when the Roman army had come in and they fought to the Maccabees and were fighting. The Jewish people were fighting their revolt, and you remember that in history, that Judas Maccabees actually performed ordinances on the behalf of the dead after the Battle of Marissa in 163 B.C. In other words, these soldiers who had died, Maccabees, he actually did some baptism for the dead, for those who were still alive. So the point is, this wasn't a strange thing that they were practicing this, even the Jewish people in some part during their day. The Mormons today practice this. I don't know how much of you get into the other religions and all, but the Mormons today, the Mormon religions practicing, they do this. They practice baptism for the dead, for their own beliefs, the reason they do. Matter of fact, in part, the Catholic Church does this. Okay, and I won't get into purgatory and all these other things, but they pulled this into their doctrines of baptism. And we're baptizing Susan today. She told me when she was 6 months old, she was baptized. She didn't remember, but her parents told her that she was baptized. It reminds me of a little joke about, and I didn't share this with her, but it wasn't the time or the place. But a little boy, little Johnny, asked his mom, said, "Mom, have I ever been married?" She says, "No. Why, Johnny, why would you ask a question like that?" He said, "Well, I was baptized and didn't know it. Maybe I got married and didn't know it." So anyway, just say the Catholicism also in some point in their baptisms, they do that a little bit, not as much as they used to, but it refers to those on the behalf of those who already have died. Notice Paul did not say we baptize for the dead. He was just using that as a teaching tool that they do that, and he didn't approve of it. He merely states that even some pagans and unbelievers, they believe in resurrection because they baptize for the dead. The pagans have the sense to believe in a resurrection, but some of you Corinthian believers don't. And that was the point he's trying to make. Wasn't condoning the baptism for the dead. The point he was making was, well, they believe there's some kind of resurrection. Why can't you? You believers, and that's the reason he wrote 1 Corinthians 15. About how can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead? And he talks about Christ and all. So a lot of people kind of get thrown off kilter about that verse. And that's really what he's saying here in verse number 29. Again, he's not approving it, just making a statement that they could understand that even the pagans and some unbelievers believe there's going to be an afterlife resurrection. Verse number 30. Again, with the thought about resurrection, Paul's making, and why we stand in jeopardy every hour. In other words, if there is no resurrection, why stand we in jeopardy every hour? In other words, why should a Christian put his life in peril and in danger if it's all for nothing? If there is no resurrection, if all this life is what we have here on earth, well, then why do we put our life in jeopardy, in peril, every hour, all the time? Because he goes a little bit farther in verse number 31. He says, "I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily." Now, what he means by I protest by your rejoicing, Paul is saying, I affirm by the boasting in you that I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. Paul wrote this, "I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, but not I, but Christ which liveth in me." But he was not here talking about just spiritual death and spiritual life. He was later talking about his own physical life here in this verse, about if there's no resurrection, why do we stand in jeopardy and in peril every day? And then he talks about this, that I die daily. Matter of fact, almost every day, there's somebody out there threatening my life. Remember, Paul said, "I'm in constant peril every day of my life." Paul's life was always on the line. There were people always out to kill him. Acts chapter number 23 is a good example of this.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, for now, until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.